protests in Olympia, strongly worded Facebook posts, and even lawsuits, Washington Governor Jay Inslee is facing a torrent of criticism from the right for his handling of the COVID-19 crisis. The rising partisanship follows a fleeting moment of unity, Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
For the second time in less than a month, protesters descended on Washington's Capitol campus this weekend in defiance of Governor Jay Inslee's stay-home order.
How's everybody doing?
This Saturday rally brought an estimated 1,500 people to the Capitol. Some openly carried firearms, others held signs that read, "I will not comply," and "Stop the tyranny." Among the fiery speakers were Republican candidates for governor and conservative members of the state legislature, like Representative Robert Sutherland.
We're not listening no more! We're going to open our businesses!
While protest rallies are highly visible, they are by no means the only signs of dissent and discord in this time of COVID-19. In recent weeks, Washington Republicans have taken to social media to criticize the governor and even filed lawsuits against him. This jolt of partisanship and election year politics comes as Inslee seeks a rare third term and as most legislators are up for re-election. It also mirrors national polls that show even a global pandemic can't overcome the stark political divides that have come to define the Trump era. But it wasn't always like this. When Inslee issued his first stay-home order in March, he enjoyed bipartisan support.
At the time, we rallied around him. We thought that was the right thing to do.
This is Republican State Representative Chris Gildon. In recent weeks, the retired Army officer has done an about-face and become one of Inslee's fiercest critics. On Facebook recently, he wrote that if Inslee were in the military, he would have been relieved of command by now.
We still don't have a clear definition of success, and I think that's a big reason why you're seeing people starting to choose their livelihoods over the governor's orders.
Seven other House Republicans recently sued the governor in federal court, alleging his emergency proclamations are unconstitutional. One of the lawmakers behind that lawsuit is State Representative Drew McEwen.
We see an infringement on the civil liberties of ourselves and our fellow citizens, and the proper redress for that is through the court system.
Previously, two Republican candidates for governor had sued Inslee, but this lawsuit brought by sitting state lawmakers seemed to hit a nerve. The lawsuit said COVID-19 is mostly a threat to older and sicker residents and that the state as a whole no longer faces a public health emergency. In a call with reporters, the governor's chief of staff, David Postman, said the lawsuit read like tarted up talking points of the radical right.
These people should be ashamed. I think they lack that gene that allows them to feel that, but they should be ashamed.
Inslee, too, was withering at a news conference that same day.
I believe that position is biologically ignorant and humanly heartless.
Representative McEwen defended himself against the broadsides.
I put 6 years of my life on the line in our military and our Navy to suggest that I don't care. It's very unfortunate.
Inslee often frames his approach to the pandemic as a moral choice to save lives. That bothers some Republicans who feel the governor doesn't sufficiently acknowledge the economic desperation people are feeling. The governor, in turn, responds aggressively when confronted with Republican criticism.
Unfortunately, I'm afraid the situation is that some folks have decided to follow the sirened demands of Donald Trump rather than the health of Washingtonians, and that's what's at stake here.
Republicans say the schism reflects a differing sense of urgency over the need to restart the economy. Even some Democrats are frustrated at the pace of Inslee's four-phase Safe Start plan. But most Democrats give the governor high marks, including Speaker of the House Lori Jenkins, who calls Inslee's plan excellent.
Anybody can critique. It's harder when you're making the actual decisions and trying to balance economy and health.
I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.